listener production.
Hello, it's Rosie O'Brien. A three-year-old girl is fighting for life after being hit by a truck in Browns Plains this morning. She was in a stroller being pushed by her mother across the intersection of Weber Drive when they were struck. The mum's okay, but the toddler sustained critical injuries and was taken to the Queensland Children's Hospital. Witnesses or anyone with dashcam footage is asked to come forward. Three people have been charged over an alleged wounding at Coolum Beach. Police say two groups, not known to each other, got into an altercation at a park on March 30. It left two men with stab wounds. One is still in hospital receiving treatment. A trio that left the scene have been tracked down and they're now facing more than a dozen charges collectively. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has paid his respects at Westfield Bondi Junction. The centre is open for a day of reflection almost a week on from a knife attack that claimed six lives.
When you see an attack like this, it's repugnant enough that people are targeted, but in the case where women are targeted or children are the victims, there's a particular chord that strikes in the community. So I'm honoured to be here today to pay respect to those who have lost their lives.
Meantime, a multi-faith service has been held at the St Stephen's Toowoomba Uniting Church today. It's the hometown of stabber Joel Couchy. And new data from Airbnb shows Aussies seeking a winter holiday just love Queensland. The most popular destinations between June and August this year are the Gold and Sunshine Coast, Noosa and Cairns. It's not all sunshine though. Cultural hotspots Melbourne and Hobart have also made the cut. In NRL, Carl Lawton has secured a two-year contract with the North Queensland Cowboys. The 28-year-old has appeared in 87 NRL games over the course of nine seasons for the Titans, Warriors and Sea Eagles. We'll see him in Cal's colours in 2025 and 26. And a win for the Broncos with star forward Payne Haas successfully getting through training yesterday, just 4 weeks after knee surgery. He could return as early as next week.